Welcome to the Self-Study Project, a podcast to deepen your practice through reflection with co-hosts Jenna Baird and Stephanie Gibson. A lesson on forgiveness. The Buddha was sitting under a tree, talking to his disciples when a man came and spat in his face. He wiped it off and he asked the man, "What next? What do you want to say next?" The man was a little puzzled because he himself never expected that when you spit in someone's face, he should ask, "What next?" He had no such experience in his past. He had insulted people and they had become angry and they had reacted. Or if they were cowards and weaklings, they had smiled, tried to bribe him. But the Buddha was like neither. He was not angry, nor in any way offended, nor in any way cowardly. But just matter-of-factly, he said, "What next?" There was no reaction on his part. What next? But Buddha's disciples became angry, and they reacted. His closest disciple, Ananda, said, "This is too much. We cannot tolerate it. He has to be punished for it. Otherwise, everybody will start doing things like this." Buddha said, "You keep silent. He has not offended me, but you are offending me. He is new, a stranger. He must have heard from people something about me, that this man is an atheist, a dangerous man who is throwing people off their track, a revolutionary, a corrupter, and he may have formed some idea, a notion of me. He has not spit on me. He has spit on his notion of me. He has spit on his idea of me because he does not know me at all, so how can he spit on me?" "If you think on it deeply," Buddha said, "he has spit on his own mind. I am not part of it. And I can see that this poor man must have something else to say, because this is a way of saying something. Spitting is a way of saying something. There are moments when you feel the language is impotent, in deep love, in intense anger, in hate, in prayer. There are intense moments when language is impotent. Then you have to do something. When you are angry, intensely angry, you hit the person. You spit on him. You are saying something. I can understand him. He must have something more to say. That's why I'm asking. What next?" The pattern shattered. The man was even more puzzled, and Buddha said to his disciples, "I am more offended by you because you know me, and you have lived for years with me, and you still react?" Puzzled, confused, the man returned home. He could not sleep the whole night. When you see the Buddha, it is difficult, impossible to sleep anymore the way you used to sleep before. Again and again, he was haunted by the experience. He could not explain it to himself what had happened. He was trembling all over, sweating and soaking the sheets. He had never come across such a man. The Buddha had shattered his whole mind and his whole pattern, his whole past. The next morning, he went back. He threw himself at Buddha's feet. Buddha asked him again, "What next?" "This too is a way of saying something that cannot be said in language. When you come and touch my feet, you are saying something that cannot be said ordinarily, for which all words are too narrow. It cannot be contained in them." Buddha said, "Look, Ananda, this man is again here. He is saying something. This man is a man of deep emotions. Every man is a river." The man looked at Buddha and said, "Forgive me for what I did yesterday." Buddha said, "Forgive? But I am not the same man to whom you did it. The Ganges goes on flowing. It is never the same Ganges again. Every man is a river. The man you spit upon is no longer here. I just look like him, but I am not the same. Much has happened in these 24 hours. The river has flowed so much. so I cannot forgive you because I have no grudge against you. And you also are new. I can see you are not the same man who came yesterday because that man was angry and he spit, whereas you are bowing at my feet, touching my feet. How can you be the same man? You are not the same man, so let us forget about it. These two people, the man who spit and the man whom he spit upon, both are no more. Come closer. Let us talk of something else. Not judging. Whether this story describes an actual event or not is unknown. However, the lesson it teaches is tremendously beautiful and important. In essence, the story reminds us that nobody is perfect, and everyone is continuously changing and progressing in the journey of spiritual growth. Therefore, we should not be quick to judge others and take things personally, but realize where they are coming from and handle them with a compassionate attitude, no matter if they have treated us badly in the past. Thank you for listening to the Self-Study Project, a podcast to deepen your practice through reflection, with co-hosts Jenna Baird and Stephanie Gibson. Subjects cover holistic health, nutrition, yoga, philosophy, spirituality, astrology, parenting, relationships, conscious living, sustainable practices, and so much more. At no time does this podcast offer medical advice and is for educational purposes only. It remains your decision to pursue any information and do not hold your hosts or their guests liable. More information available at theselfstudyproject.com.